This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Chhattisgarh and Telangana today. Mr. Modi will dedicate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects to the nation worth more than 26,000 crore rupees in Chhattisgarh. He will dedicate the NDMC Steel Limited steel plant at Nagarnar in Bastar district. The steel plant is a greenfield project that will produce high-quality steel. The Prime Minister will dedicate new rail line between Antgarh and Taroki and a rail line doubling project between Jagdalpur and Dantewada. In the evening, Prime Minister will reach Nizamabad, Telangana, where he will lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth around 8,000 crore rupees in important sectors like power, rail and health. He will lay foundation stone of 20 critical care blocks across Telangana to be built under Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission. Union Minister of State for Science and Technology, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said that India's stature in space research is growing day by day and is now competing with the space elites. Felicitating ISRO scientists at an event in New Delhi yesterday, Dr. Singh said ISRO is now considered a leading space agency in the world, despite the time advantage NASA and other space agencies once enjoyed. He added that countries like the US and Russia, who once looked down on India, now want to partner up. The minister said that India enjoyed the additional benefit of the country's rich traditional knowledge. He highlighted Prime Minister Narendra Modi's work in promoting space research has increased transparency and boosted its popularity amongst citizens. Addressing the gathering, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said that India needs cooperation from dedicated individuals and organizations to lead in the science and technology sector. The 2023 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine has been jointly awarded to Hungarian-American biochemist Katalin Karikó and American physicist-scientist Drew Weissman for work on messenger RNA, that is mRNA technology, that paved the way for groundbreaking COVID-19 vaccines. The Nobel Prize Committee in its statement said the groundbreaking findings of Professor Karikó and Professor Weissman have fundamentally changed the understanding of how mRNA interacts with a human being's immune system. It said the laureates contributed to the unprecedented rate of vaccine development during one of the greatest threats to human health in modern times. Karikó and Weissman, long-standing colleagues at the University of Pennsylvania in the U.S., have won a slew of awards for their research, including the prestigious Lasker Award in 2021, often seen as a precursor to the Nobel. The pair will receive their prize at a formal ceremony in Stockholm on 10th of December, the death anniversary of scientist Alfred Nobel, who created the prizes in his last will and testament. Union Minister of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Department, Narayan Rane, inaugurated the Khadi Mahotsav organized by Khadi and Village Industry in Mumbai yesterday. Addressing the gathering, Narayan Rane applauded the commendable work being done by Khadi and Village Industries, highlighting their substantial growth in recent years. The Khadi Mahotsav will be held till 31st of October. It will not only showcase Khadi products but also feature Vocal for Local exhibitions to promote indigenous products. On the ninth day of the ongoing Asian Games at Hangzhou in China, India yesterday bagged 3 silver and 4 bronze medals. With this, the country's overall medal tally has mounted to 60, comprising 13 gold, 24 silver and 23 bronze. The Indian team, comprising Mohammad Ajmal, Vithya Ramraj, Rajesh Ramesh and Subha Venkatesan, initially won bronze medal in the mixed team 4x400m relay event, which was later upgraded to silver. The decision came after second place Sri Lankan team was disqualified due to lane infringement. Ansi Sojan then went on to win a silver medal in the women's long jump final. Earlier, in a double whammy, Indian secured both the silver and the bronze in women's steeplechase 3000m final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.